that it's predestinated whether you're going to be saved or whether you're not, even before you're born.
There's no way you can get saved. It doesn't matter what you do.
What you do, it's not anything you can do about it, because it's already determined what you're going to be.
Gee, I don't know. That's kind of funny. How did most people feel? Were there a lot of that kind of Baptists?
Well, there used to be a good many, but not so many now. And the Methodists and the Baptists are pretty much like they are. Yeah, I think.
In the church service itself, what went on? Was there just a sermon and
that
singing?
That was about it. Sermon. We didn't have Sunday schools then.
Everybody.
Well, we weren't a very large one when we began to have Sunday school, but the Primitive Baptists never had Sunday school.
Oh,
they won't have it till yet. The kind of, there's more than one kind. And there's some of the Baptists in there.
Is there a reason? I mean, do they have a reason for not having Sunday school? Or are they just
I don't know
it?
What the reason is. It's just...
There's an association up there that won't have Sunday school.
I see. Did they have organs in churches?
The Primitive Baptists never have organs in the one that's in our area. But the other... Now, some of the other Baptists didn't for a long time, but most of them do now. I accept Primitive Baptists.
So they sang during the service, though.
Yeah, they sang during the service.
Uh-huh. Were churches built the same way as schools, community building?
Yeah. Some other people besides the ones that belonged to a certain church, you know, would go in and help with the building of the church. But they didn't have any other funds except just what the people
contributed for these. Okay, the other thing, I'm picking up little bits and pieces from the last time. I remember you were telling me about a quilting bee. I wonder if you could tell me how you go about making a quilt by hand.
Well, you've seen scraps where dresses have been made, haven't you?
Yeah.
Well, they'd have a pattern, and they'd make a design. Maybe it'd be a star, or different things, whatever they wanted to do. They'd take those little pieces and cut them out by pattern, you know, and make them to fit into a square. That maybe it'd be a certain size square, you know. And when you got those all enough made, you'd sew them all together to make
it. Made a bunch of squares out of.
And they'd all be cut by the same pattern, all the squares, and then they'd sew them together until they got it big enough to cover the bed. And then they'd make a lining the same side. Well, it'd be a little bigger because they'd make the lining big enough, you know, to turn over the top and make a hem.
What would they?
And they put cotton batting, they'd call it. You can buy that, yeah. And in between, batting. It was all fluffed up, you know, real soft. And put a layer of that all in. You put the lining on a frame. You'd have a long frame, so long as a little bit longer than the quilt. And you whip that in, the lining in all around those frames, and fix your frames till they'd be just the size of the quilt, and fasten them together at the corners. And put that cotton batting in all over the lining. And then you'd spread the top on top and baste it all around together. And then you'd take your needle and stitch that all over. Sometimes they'd stitch it in just in, you know, kind of shell shape.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, after you sew it around the edges, did you sew? Quilts I've seen have stitching that goes across the middle, you know, like in a design or something.